Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It's Championship Sunday, baby. Get ready for Championship Sunday. Co-Commanders playing the Eagles and the Buffalo Bills playing the Kansas City Chiefs, baby. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. We had great stuff happen down under and Melbourne at the Australian Open. Madison Keys gets it done over Sabalenka in the final. Amazing stuff happening there. And then obviously Jannik Sinner, man. Dude is just too good. Too good. Freaking way too good. Unbelievable. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, buddy? How you doing today, bro?
Hey, I'm ready for some football, but I got some questions for you about the Aussie Open and stuff. It was a pretty exciting thing with Keys winning, and you're right, Sinner's a stud. Like that guy, like you get on the court with him, it's almost an open and shut case with Sinner a lot of the times. But man, like you said, Championship Sunday's here. Let's talk about it. Who's it going to be? Who's going to the big show? Who's going to the bowl? What's going on? Let's talk about it, man.
Yeah, lots of NBA action going on too, and just all kinds of good stuff. College basketball, it's all in full throttle. We know, baby, we know. But Championship Sunday is Championship Sunday, man. It's all about the NFL, man. That's good stuff. Okay, on the other side, I believe we'll have our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk some NHL hockey real quick, get our fix there. And then we'll get into it, man. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2/1.
Welcome back to college bowl season, and now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh yeah, looks like the mac and cheese bowl with 5 original recipe nuggets, or the new Nashville hot loaded fry bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field. Hey, Bill!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. 5 delicious bowls, just $5 each, only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
All right, people, welcome back in. It is the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and we are now going to be joined by our professor of sports, Sean Poulter. By the way, I haven't done this yet, and I'm going to do it for all three of us. You can check us all out on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For John, it's 12 John Poulter. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. And the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. All right, so good morning, John. How are you, man?
Good morning, Andy. Doing well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. Obviously, love talking sports with you. Love talking sports with Mike. And let's not beat around the bush. Let's get right to it. Look, the Atlantic, it just seems like it seems to me like it's standing still, to be honest with you, John, for the most part. The Maple Leafs continue to dominate on top a little bit. I know that Tampa Bay has 3 games in hand. I can see that they've got 48, so the most that's been played is by the Bruins, I believe, at 51. Toronto and Florida both at 50 games played. But, again, the Leafs are leading the way right now with 62 total points, and the Florida Panthers right behind them at 61 points. Then you move down. Like I said, it's pretty much status quo from that top four. You got the Bruins, and then the Lightning may have slipped a little bit, but for the most part, it seems like it's been those four teams battling it out at the top of the Atlantic for the most part from what I've seen all season. Then you move down, and I'll tell you what, Washington is separating themselves a little bit, John, from the Hurricanes, from the Devils. And it's not necessarily because they're playing fantastic. It's everybody around them is kind of playing, you know, the same way as them. So nobody's really pushing them at the moment. But, and again, they've got games in hand too, the Capitals. So I think the Capitals are sitting pretty right now, to be honest with you. You look down at the Western Conference in the Central. Winnipeg is now got a 6-point lead on the Stars, and Winnipeg has won a couple in a row. The Stars have won a couple in a row. The Minnesota Wild, they seem to be slipping a little bit from what I've seen. And I think there's Colorado, that they're just kind of holding the fort up there. They've kind of been right there in fourth place all season, if my memory kind of serves me correct. But here's the big one, guys. Here's the big one. As we know, I'm a huge Vegas Knights fan, and for some reason, they're out of first right now, and it's because of the Edmonton Oilers, who have gained the top spot now. They've got 65 points. The Vegas Knights have 64. But both have 49 games, and I guess the team that I'd be looking out for right now would be the Kings, because they've got three games in hand, John. So looking pretty interesting across the board, if you ask me, John.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And, you know, dealing with the Atlantic Division first, Toronto's had two less than spectacular games in the last three days. They've been stuck on 62 points since last Tuesday. So that Florida's sort of trying to catch up with them. They've got it back down to a point again. Boston on a little bit of a streak after that horrible start, 56 points. Tampa Bay is a team that worries me there as a Leaf fan, because, as you mentioned, they do have those two games in hand on Florida and Toronto. They have three games in hand on Boston. But here's the important thing. They are plus 35 in goal differential, which means that they're winning games. When they're winning games, they're winning games fairly handily. And you know my theory on special teams play. And my theory on special teams play is that you got to be effective on the power play 20% of the time. Tampa Bay is 27.9 success rate. And you've got to be over 80% on your penalty kill, and Tampa Bay is at 81.9. So you add those two numbers together, their special teams are performing at 109.75%. That tells me they're taking advantage of the other team's mistakes, and they're limiting their own mistakes. So I've got to sit back and look at Tampa Bay and say that in a lot of respects, you've got to win those games, obviously, when you've got them in hand, but Tampa Bay has that opportunity to move up in that division. You talked about Washington and Winnipeg separating themselves, and I'm going to talk about those two divisions sort of on a 1 and 1A basis, because Carolina in second place in the Washington division and Dallas in second place in the Winnipeg division, Colorado down in fourth place. And, you know, we all thought that Colorado and Carolina would be a little bit closer to the top at this point in the season. And both of those teams appear to be at the point where they realize that a shakeup had to come in order to try and close those gaps. And on Friday night, very late on Friday night, about 11 o'clock Eastern time, huge trade, a couple of superstars changing places between Colorado and Carolina. Chicago was also involved in the deal to retain some of the cap space. It's very complicated from a cap standpoint, because Carolina is very close to the cap. They needed a third team involved. But a couple of big players changing roles there to try and get those two teams back into it. And one of the things it does do for Carolina is it reunites two Finns, and that's going to help them. Sebastian Aho and Rantanen, both Finnish, great players. They're going to play together. That's going to help Carolina, no question about that. And then I can hear the tears from here when you talk about the Vegas Knights all of a sudden finding themselves in second place to Edmonton. Both teams playing 49 games. And Edmonton had that horrendous start. If you remember, they were fifth, sixth, or seventh in that division for most of the first month. They've been on a tear lately, and Vegas was just the opposite. Vegas came out of the gate firing on all cylinders. All of a sudden, we've got a race in that division again. So another month before we get to the trade deadline, a couple of weeks before we get to that shutdown for the international tournament between Sweden, Finland, the States, and Canada, that's going to be a time for all of these teams to regroup and maybe reassess what they need going forward for that run to the playoffs.
Good morning, John, and I will say this. I don't know if he has tears about his Vegas Knights. If anybody has tears, it's about my Seattle Kraken. But my question is just simply this. You know, during the week or the week before, you know, McDavid from Edmonton gets involved in that little dust-up during the game. He gets suspended for three games. What's your take on that? Was three games too much? Because I know there's a bunch of people out there going, it should have only been a game. There, you know, what was your take on the McDavid dust up?
Well, I got to put my Toronto Maple Leaf hat on here, and you know, full disclosure, I thought it was a little light, quite frankly, because last year Morgan Riley, who has a similarly clean reputation as a player as McDavid does, Riley cross-checked an Ottawa Senator into the boards from behind after the Senator had scored an empty net goal on a slap shot. And Riley, who had a clean record, had never been suspended, never been fined, was given five games for that. So I'm puzzled, other than the fact that we all know McDavid sells more tickets than Morgan Riley does, I'm kind of wondering why, when McDavid cross-checks a guy to the head, which was clear frustration, I think there was like 20 or 25 seconds left in the game that they were losing,
right.
And he had been mauled. He was caught retaliating. That was the silly part of the whole thing. I think probably three games was about right, but I just really don't understand the standards of justice in the NHL when one guy gets five games for what, through my eyes, was a lesser offense, or at least no worse of an offense than McDavid committed. I think McDavid is terribly frustrated. He took a shot at a guy the week before, and the guy went down like a ton of bricks, and I think he barely touched him, and I think McDavid got away with that because he was McDavid. Maybe that came into play with the three games rather than the one, but I thought it should have been more, quite honestly, Mike. And as I say, I say that with my Toronto Maple Leaf cap on.
Oh, I hear the music. John, appreciate your time as always. I know you'll be off next week, so we'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks.
Yep, sounds like a plan, guys. Take care, and we'll chat in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and have your hat on about maybe potentially your thoughts about the time when they get some time off. I'm kind of curious what you think about that in general. So have your thought on about that for the next couple of weeks. Appreciate you as always, John.
Yep, thanks, guys. Take care.
John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey. We do it like nobody else's business, man. That's why we have them. So keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everybody, welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing for Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, brother, I kind of want to have a free-for-all segment with you here. You mentioned you had some questions potentially for me about the Australian Open, so go ahead, fire away. I want to take some questions. Let's do a little Q&A session here, brother. Go ahead.
A little Q&A. All right. So, my first question is this. With Madison Keys, great victory for her. Great victory for women, you know, American women, tennis, that whole thing. Yeah. How good is she, and can she keep doing this? Is she, I'm assuming, Andy, that she's a rising star on the circuit, but can she keep this going?
Madison Keys has been around for a long time, first and foremost, Mike Wilson. She's like one of the pioneers almost, brother. Just keeping it real for you. She's been around a long, long time. So, Madison Keys is a quality player. She's from Florida, if I'm not mistaken, originally from Florida, and she's been around for a long, long time. It's been a long time since she's been back to a major championship. I think it's been something like 8 years. But the victory over Sabalenka, you know, I watched a lot of this tournament. It's on in the middle of the night. My girlfriend hates it. I'll be honest with you. She can't stand it. I'm watching till the wee hours of the night and gets angry about the TV being on and hearing the grunting and the squeak feet, the feet squeaking and this and that and the other. But look, Madison Keys hits a big ball, heavy topspin ball, a lot of power, good pace. Sabalenka, very similar game. And that's kind of why, you know, when I mentioned to you the other day, you know, that I like Madison Keys to win it. It was because she has the ability to match Sabalenka blow for blow. And ultimately, you know, the reason why Sabalenka most of the time gets through people is because she just outpowers them. You know, and most of the time, what holds Sabalenka back is herself. I'm just being honest with you. With when she gets so angry at herself and winds up, you know, just losing it mentally. But I give Madison Keys a lot of credit. She came into this thing blistering hot. I think she's won 11 or 12 straight matches now in a row. So she's come into this thing. She was hot. She's kept it going. And ultimately, yeah, no, to your point about good for women, good for women's tennis. Look, we all get tired of seeing the same thing, you know. And I'm just going to relate this to Jannik Sinner, okay? I'm going to relate this to Jannik Sinner. Look, I love seeing Jannik Sinner have all this success. Like, don't get me wrong, okay? But at the same time, man, I like seeing things get spread around a little bit. You know, like I can even relate it to the NFL football today. You know, I would like to see Washington and Buffalo win. I don't want to see Philadelphia, Kansas City again. I'm sorry. I just don't. I like seeing variety. So to me, you know, it's great when you have people that are so dominant. Like it is ultimately it's all about them, right? Like they're incredible,
right?
And the reason that they are doing what they're doing, it's special in that sense too. But I like to see five or six people being able to push for that. And you know, since we're on this subject, you know, it was really sad and disappointing to see Novak Djokovic have to pull out against Big Z the other day. You know, they played a grueling hour and a half set, man. It goes into a tie break, you know, and interesting, if Djokovic would have won that first set, I do think he would have continued playing, but I do think it was ultimately what was going to happen at some point throughout that match. He was going to have to retire. He was no longer going to be able to play. So it would have only been prolonging things had he been able to get through that first set, at least in my humble opinion, Mike, with the way that I was watching him play. He wasn't himself. Like, he just wasn't. And when a guy like that puts it all out on the line, I mean, first and foremost, we got to remember he's 37, 38 years old. And I know it doesn't sound like it's that old, but in tennis, bro, that's ancient. Okay. It's freaking ancient.
Right.
And for people to question, whether or not what he's doing out there is real, and if he really has a real injury, look, man, these people want to win. These people want to perform at the highest level. So when you're unable to do that, and you know yourself better than anybody else, right? Like, so when did it look a little weird to see him just go up there and shake hands right after the first set? I can say, yeah, it was a little bit like disappointing. I wasn't mad or anything, but I was disappointed, and more so I was disappointed for Novak. Like, you know, this is the semifinal of where the guys had much success. I think he's won 10 of them there. Like, this is a place that he loves to be. This is a place that he loves to win at. So you know, seeing the crowd the other night after that match, it was a little disappointing, to be honest with you. When a guy's given so much to the sport for 20 years, like, it just doesn't make sense to me. So people got to understand a little bit better the situation, and they got to know, like, there's a time and a place for that kind of behavior, and that wasn't the time or the place. I think we've seen a lot of good stuff, but ultimately, you know, when you have a lot of good, that there is a little bit in there that there's going to be some negative. And to me, that was the negative of what I saw from the Australian Open. But obviously, a lot of great tennis, a lot of late nights. This TN kid, you want to talk about a kid that might be something special. An American TN, Leonardo TN, is a young kid that's coming up in the ranks. He beat Medvedev in five sets. You know, one of the best matches of this tournament. I do think American tennis does have a good future. I do. But the guys like Tiafoe, the guys like Tommy Paul, they were a little bit of a disappointment. I got to tell you, they were somewhat of a disappointment here. Ben Shelton had his moments, but then, you know, he played Jannik Sinner too. And he got the Sinner chicken dinner effect, man. I mean, the guy just seems to have all the answers for what anybody's throwing at him. And I've said this to you before, but I think he's the modern-day version of Novak Djokovic, and he might be the Novak Djokovic, like, 2.0. A little bit more pace on his ball, seems to move around the court extremely well. And again, you know, we're talking about a kid who's 23 years old, so he should be moving around there like flying dynamo. He should be quick. He should be inspired to play this game at an incredibly high level for a very, very long time. So, you know, it's interesting because 2 years ago, the guy we were talking about left and right was Carlos Alcaraz. And it's not like we're not talking about him, but Jannik Sinner has really come onto the scene, and he has absolutely, you know, blown guys off the court, and he's taken it by storm. And I'm extremely impressed with how good this guy has been playing, you know, under some situations, Mike, where, you know, people questioned him about the performance enhancers that they found in him. And, you know, he's just kind of gone about his business. I'll be honest with you. So in that respect, I find that to be extremely cool that a guy can just block all that stuff out mentally and go do what he's supposed to do. So kudos to Jannik Sinner for being able to block out the noise of hearing people talk negatively about him, about potentially saying, oh, that this guy's a doper and this guy used performance enhancing drugs. Look, he made a mistake, and ultimately I think at the end of the day, the best way to go out and prove that people wrong and to show them that you really made a mistake is to go out there and continue to win and win convincingly. And that's what he's done, Mike.
Sinner, and correct me if I'm wrong, Andy, real quick, and I know we're up against it a little bit. Sinner seems like he's a pretty big guy. Like, he seems like he's 6'4", 6'5". He has some height, and he can really get some top spin. He can really just get that ball with some pace over the net.
Absolutely. He's a big kid. He's strong. He's young, like I said. You know, great mental game. Just everything about him right now. He's the guy to model as far as tennis goes. Yeah, we're up against it. I know we got the music going. We'll take a pause for the cause. We'll come back on the other side, man. I want to talk a little hoops with you on the other side before we break it down for hour number two, all about the NFL. It's Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and you could be part of the program, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, brother, you got to see a real college basketball game on Saturday here in Tampa.
A real one.
You got to see a real one. Iowa State came to town. Had a pretty big support squad there in the audience, and obviously Bobby wasn't very happy about that. I'm talking about Bobby Hurley, for those that don't know. He and I are on a first-name basis. Look, Bobby wasn't happy about it. They were hanging with this team for about 35 minutes, and then all of a sudden, you know what, hit the fan. And then Iowa State winds up pulling away. First and foremost, I want to know about the atmosphere. I want to know what you think about Iowa State, how good they are. Are they potentially a team that we should be looking for to maybe really make a good run in March Madness? And then ASU, you know, I thought the season started out looking somewhat promising, and I don't know what's happened. So help me out, brother.
The atmosphere was phenomenal. Yes, Iowa State brought the fans. I mean, I'm telling you, half that crowd was, and maybe even a little bit more, half that crowd was Iowa State fans. And they were loud. They were they were into it. They have a team that they're extremely proud of, which obviously being the number three team in the country, that's going to bring everybody to the arena, especially, you know, Cyclone fans and the whole thing. You know, I will sum it up this way, Andy, in terms of the atmosphere. You know where the media sits, you know, in Desert Financial and the whole thing. I look over to my left, and this whole section next to the media is Iowa State fans. And there's this old couple sitting there, and, you know, the husband's, you know, he's up clapping his hands and the whole thing, but I'm telling you, his wife is up, they're chanting ISU, she has her fist going, and in her right, she's pumping her left hand arm, chanting ISU, and in her right arm is a tall adult beverage, and she was into it. She was going hard. You know, I poked my son Zach, and I'm like, I think the adult beverage is hitting grandma over there a little bit, and she was into it. The whole upper bowl was Iowa State. The whole upper bowl of Desert Financial was Iowa State on both sides, and it was great. Now, here's what I think about Iowa State. Is Iowa State deserving of a number three ranking in the country? Abso-frickin-lutely. They got some bigs on that team, Andy. And you know how I like to use the term dudes. They got some dudes on that team, and they're bigs. Their bigs look like they could play tight end, you know, on the football team. They're long, they're athletic. Now, yesterday they struggled. I mean, both teams struggled from the field early. Like, we were talking 31% for Iowa State, 24% for the Sun Devils. They were having trouble putting ball in the basket. It got substantially better as the game went on. And ASU was up by 7 at half. They were up by 7 in the second half. And I'm sitting there, you know, my son Zach and I, we're sitting there going, you know, my son Zach's like, am I going to be able to rush the court? Am I going to be able to, you know, do something like that? And I go, I don't know. I go, the way the Devils are playing defense and getting turnovers and getting deflections and all that kind of stuff, I mean, it just kind of set up for me feeling that way. But like you said, in the end, the last 5 minutes, they went cold. The Sun Devils did. They started turning the ball over. And Iowa State was getting to the free throw line and kind of created that final distance between the two teams and the final score, because it ended up being 76-61 final. The point guard for Iowa State, and his name escapes me right now, but he went for 33.
Curtis Jones.
Curtis that's Jones. It. Thank you.
Yep. No
thank you.
That's what I'm here for, brother.
And he was filling it early, and he filled it late for him. The kid can play, but I'm telling you, Iowa State, yes, Iowa State is a team you got to keep your eye on going into the tournament, which the tournament seems like it's far away, but it's going to be here in a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
But Iowa State is a team that you should kind of keep your eye on in terms of, you know, possibly winning the whole dang thing.
Yeah, I think another team to look out for is Auburn. They had a pretty good contest with Tennessee, yes. And you want to talk about defense. Both of those teams play defense. Final score there was 53-51. I'm talking Auburn and Texas, Tennessee. But I think Duke is really good this year. I think, obviously, Cooper Flagg is all that in a bag of chips, man. Fun to watch this kid play. Alabama, I think they're a pretty good basketball team. Florida, I think, is pretty good. They took care of Georgia, who had been playing pretty well. Houston won an interesting game against Kansas. It goes into overtime, and then they pull away from them a little bit. Sparty, Michigan State, I mean, they've kind of come out of nowhere to be a pretty formidable team. I watched Kentucky and Vanderbilt a little bit on Saturday. You know, Kentucky's pretty good, but ultimately, you know, you keep coming at them the way that Vanderbilt did. Just very aggressive, going to the basket, you know, coming up with some timely threes. Anybody can be got, man. I mean, I think that's the message here. And this is even more
Kansas
so the message,
goes down.
Man. Yeah, here's even more so the message. You know, Texas A&M was up a lot. They might have been up 20 points, man. But Texas winds up winning that game by 1 point. They get a crazy play at the end of the game to get the victory. So you're never out of it, man. You just got to keep playing. And if you can shoot, you got a shooter's chance. Oregon slips up, man. They lost to my alma mater, which is Minnesota, man. And I couldn't be more proud of the Gophers for getting that victory. But ultimately, that's a terrible loss for Oregon. I'm just keeping it real. Ole Miss, yep. I don't know what's going on with them the last 3 weeks or so, but they've been on a slide like nobody's business. Missouri gets them at home. And I'm not saying Missouri's a bad team. They're in the top 25. But I kind of potentially saw this as a get-right game for Ole Miss, and they didn't get it right, man. They got it wrong, right. And Missouri looks like they're a decent team. But I think there's a lot of teams out there, Mike, that could cause noise for March Madness. And I'm definitely looking at Bruce Pearl's Auburn team as a squad that I think defensively they might be the best in the country.
No, absolutely. In my opinion, they probably are the best team defensively. But let me bring up something that we haven't yet. Danny Hurley and UConn.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
They've been struggling, and Danny's antics are starting to catch some national waves with it. And you and I saw his antics at the Final Four, and how he kind of, in press conferences, we'd lean over and be like, he's such a jerk. Like, this guy, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and people are starting to go, you can't do this and you can't do that. And I'm sitting there and I'm making comments on people complaining about this. I'm like, we cover this guy, his brother out here in Phoenix, in Bobby. Bobby's the same way. They demean the officials. They complain about everything, and it's amazing to me, Andy, that either Hurley, especially Danny, since he's a two-time defending champ, gets away with what he gets away with how he is just so demonstrative and demeaning towards the officials. I'm like, just start teeing these guys up. Toss their butts out of games, and maybe that'll send a message. I don't know what you think, but that's my little rant of the hour.
Yeah, look, I want to address it real quick, and then I want to get a little NBA hoops in because we've only got a couple minutes left. Look, what he did the other day was atrocious, bro. Okay, first and foremost, the officials walking away from him so that he doesn't wind up teeing him up, and then he has the gall and the nerve and the audacity to tell the guy, "Don't turn your frickin' back on me. I'm the best bleeping coach in college basketball." Look, man, and then he goes to the presser, and he talks about other people's tirades. Dude, if you're gonna do that crap, own it, bro. Own it. Don't be that guy that says, "Oh, well, we talk about me, why don't we talk about somebody else?" No. Own that freaking thing, okay, bro? First and foremost, you want people to respect you, own it. Don't put it on somebody else. But I don't like that behavior. I think it's pathetic. I think it's sad. If you're the best, you don't tell people you're the best. That's the way I've always been. So maybe he's got a little chip on his shoulder and he thinks he's the best, but he really isn't. I think Rick Pitino could make a real case, by the way. Guy's won multiple national championships with different teams. Just saying. Okay, real quickly, bro, I want to get to NBA because there's been some interesting things that have happened. The Cavaliers are losing games. The Celtics are losing games they shouldn't lose. OKC is losing games they shouldn't lose. Real quick question for you. The season is long. We know that. Do you think boredom has set in for a few of these squads? And then, like, because you look at what Boston was able to do, you know, against Dallas, right? But what about the, you know, the couple days before? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do they do what they do when they look great, dude? They look unbeatable. When they look like they're not interested, well, they look like one of the worst teams in the league, and I can say that for a lot of teams. So what's going on in the NBA, in your opinion?
I think you hit the nail on the head with boredom. I think with Boston, you know, they finally got over the hump, right? That group finally got over the hump, got their title. I think they've dealt with some injuries a little bit too, but everybody deals with injuries. I think the game against the Lakers, which I was just like, we should blow this team out, and they didn't. They lose by 20 or 21, whatever it was. I think there's a bit of boredom. I think that they know they're going to get in the playoffs, but I don't know if it's easy. People are like, well, they'll just hit the switch. No, it's not like hitting the switch, and I don't feel that right now with Boston. What Boston has to do and what some other teams have to do, they have to start putting together big win streaks. You start putting together, if Boston puts together big win streaks, then everybody's going to be like, okay, the Celtics are back. Here comes the Green. Here comes Tatum and Brown and KP and everybody else. And I think Cleveland, you know, Cleveland just hasn't been where they are for a long time. So I think there's a little bit of that. But I think, you know, they're so good, and they are, that boredom may be part of that too. And OKC, but it also speaks to, you got to lace them up every night, and you got to come with your best every night, and especially Boston. Boston has the target on their back. They're the champs. This is the NBA Finals for every team that they play.
Right.
And they just haven't answered the bell like that. But I think, you know, you got to lace them up because any team can be beat on any given night.
I agree, 1,000%. All right, but I'm going to just say this, and then we got to take a break. I think Cleveland is regular season success, not postseason success. But, hey, that's just what my thought is. We got to take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. By the way, real quick, before we get out of here this hour, a couple ways you can get at us. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits to get at us. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook is Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. Look, man, we made it through an hour. We didn't talk about NFL football because that's on the horizon. We got Championship Sunday ahead of us, man. And I'm excited about this matchup with the Eagles and Washington, and obviously extremely intrigued by what Josh Allen and the Bills have done this season, taking on once again Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs and Andy Reid and all that mystique and aura that they have, looking for three in a row, which is something we just don't see. I can't wait to talk to you about this, man. We've got an hour to break everything down. Saquon, his effect, Jaden Daniels, what he's done this season. we got a lot to talk about when you think about it, don't we?
We got a lot to talk about, but before we get out of here for the hour, my man, 5 years ago to this day, we lost we lost Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we lost the Mamba 5 years ago today.
And I was seeing throughout the week, they showed the 81-point game he had. It was just unbelievable stuff. So, yeah, absolutely. In my thoughts, in my mind, that was a crazy day. I remember it like nobody's business. We got to take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. Tracking the latest NFL head coaching jobs that have been filled includes the Dallas Cowboys hiring new head coach Brian Schottenheimer. Schottenheimer previously served as the offensive coordinator for the Cowboys and will now become the 10th head coach in franchise history. The New Orleans Saints are now the only team in need of a head coach. Conference Championship Weekend is among us as the Commanders will take on the Eagles in the NFC Championship and the Chiefs will host the Bills in the AFC Championship game. With Super Bowl 59 just around the corner, who is the favorite to win? Will the Chiefs do it again? Or will a new team come and claim that crown? A few games on the NBA scoreboard include the 76ers beating the Cavaliers 132-129 in a big win. 76ers forward Paul George led his team scoring and had 30 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists. Trailblazers blazing their way down to a win on the road against the Hornets 102-97, and the Grizzlies get it done at home, taking the W over the Pelicans 139-126. On the ice, Islanders beat the Flyers 3-1. Stars in a close win over the Golden Knights 4-3. Jets with the W over the Utah Hockey Club 5-2. And the Lightning and Blackhawks all the way into overtime. Lightning take it 4-3. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Responsible. Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. We've reached the penultimate weekend of the NFL season with the AFC and NFC Championship games looming Sunday. For the first time this season, we played two plays of the week in a weekend last Sunday, and we hit them both, with the Rams grabbing 6.5 points and covering in Philly, and the Bills at home grabbing 1.5 points and beating the mistake-prone Ravens. So let's take our 3-0 postseason mark and 12-7-2 overall mark to the championship weekend. Nothing yet on the early game from this corner, so let's slip to the 6:30 Eastern game on CBS from Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs are chasing the Patriots' record of participating in 8 straight AFC Championship games, and this is their 7th straight appearance. So this will mark the 14th consecutive year with either Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady chasing the Lamar Hunt Trophy. For the Bills, they make just their second appearance since the early 90s AFC dominant Jim Kelly teams. Since the 1990s, that one other time they made the AFC Championship game was the COVID 2020 season when they lost to the Chiefs. These teams last met in Orchard Park on November 19th with the public dog Chiefs losing 30-21. If you followed the Chiefs at all, you know that the vast majority of their wins, 13 of 16 this season, have been decided by 10 points or less. and this game will be no different. We all look for reasons to write this team off, and they continue to win most all the close games. Mahomes is 4-2 in these AFC Championship games, with the losses coming to New England and Cincinnati. Josh Allen and the Bills were outplayed for several junctures in last week's game, but like the Chiefs, they found a way to win. If you like stats, the home team is 15-3 over the past 18 AFC title games. In a reversed role, it is the Bills who are the public dog here, and I like to go opposite that more often than not. For the first time this season, we'll play a favorite, albeit a small one, Kansas City -1.5. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever it is for you, baby. It is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition for me and Mike Wilson. What do we have upon us, baby? We have Championship Sunday right ahead of us. I can't wait to talk about the action. Commanders playing the Eagles, Bills playing the Chiefs. Should be an epic day of football, my man. Should be an epic freaking day. Jaden Daniels, the rookie sensation, the phenom. You got Jalen Hurts trying to get his team back to where they've been before. You got the Bills trying to do something they haven't done with Josh Allen. And then we got Patty Melt, Patrick Mahomes, the guy trying to go for three straight, man. What a day, Mike Wilson. Seriously, bro, what a freaking day we got.
You could almost make the argument, Dorf, that this is a bigger, well, it's not a bigger day, but it's a more exciting day than the actual Super Bowl with these championship games, man. You know, I mean, you could legit make an argument about it, and I'm fired up, ready to go. I'm going to be grilling burgers, doing all sorts of stuff. The kids are coming, the whole thing. We're going to have a good time. Adult beverages, the whole thing. We got four great teams. It's the final four of the NFL. I'm fired up, ready to go, so let's talk about it.
And a great backyard, too, by the way. Awesome fire pit, just a great bar scene. What an amazing place you got, bro. Are you going to invite me out there one day for crying out loud? What's up here? Anyways, let's run to a break. We'll come back. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
Chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2-1.
Welcome back to College Bowl season, and now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh yeah, looks like the mac and cheese bowl with 5 original recipe nuggets, or the new Nashville hot loaded fry bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field. Hey, Phil!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. 5 delicious bowls, just $5 each, only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. Okay, before we get into the games, my friend, we need to address something. Can you tell me what the hell's going on in Dallas, bro? Ryan Schottenheimer gets the job. Like, I'm more confused.
Are you kidding me?
I'm more confused now than ever, bro. Look, I don't think Mike McCarthy was the answer either, but do you have any clue what the hell's going on in Jerry World, man? Because I'm confused as all hell, bro. So please try to make some sense of this for me.
I think everybody's confused with what's going on in Dallas. I mean, look, Schottenheimer, and we're not saying anything about Schottenheimer's ability or anything like that. At least I'm not, and I don't think you are either. But let's face it, Schottenheimer wasn't he was the offensive coordinator, but he wasn't the guy calling the plays in Dallas. So, you know, getting promoted like this, it's almost like Jerry's just kind of resigned to the fact of, I want to be mediocre at all times. Because, I mean, this is a mediocre move. It doesn't move the needle. I'm sure Cowboy fans, I got a couple of buddies that are Cowboy fans, and they're, I don't know, they're crying in their morning cereal this morning about all this, I'm sure. But it's absolutely confusing. You need a big name in Dallas to come in and kind of ruffle some feathers, make people feel uncomfortable. But we all knew that was not going to happen, because who's the main show in Dallas? That's right, Jerry freaking Jones. He's the main show. He wants somebody there that he can mold, he can kind of manipulate, he can control. And, you know, I know that primetime Deion Sanders was being mentioned. Jerry was never going to go for that. Prime is a bigger name than Jerry. Jerry likes to be the center of everything. I know that Belichick was mentioned. Belichick's a bigger name. He'd ruffle some feathers. He's not going to be manipulated. Plus, Jerry has a job in North Carolina as well. So, I mean, it's just weird that job was filled the way it was and who it was filled by. If I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, I don't know what I'm doing besides having a few adult beverages to kind of get this out of my mind. But what say you, Andy? Like, this is just weird, right?
I've already said I don't understand the move. I'm not totally sure right. what's going on in Dallas. I think it's one of those things where Jerry's lost his way, man. There's no other way to put it, you know. He's lost his way a little bit.
Right.
He's confused on what's going on. And sometimes when that happens, you need to somehow figure out a way to maybe take a step back. And I just don't know. I don't know if that's ever going to happen with Jerry. So I think mediocrity was a good way to put it. I think that's what we're looking at with Dallas for the years to come. I do want to ask you this too before we get into obviously what's going to happen out there later today and we break those games down. Detroit, with all the success, not a surprise that they lose OCs, DCs, you know, things like that. It's how it works in this business. When you have success, well, then somebody wants to grab you. What do you think that does for them individually, first and foremost, you know, with where they went to, Chicago being one of those places, and, you know, talking about Caleb Williams and all that, Ben Johnson. I think you have to go into things feeling pretty good about it, and I think you have to have that excitement, but I got news for you. I don't think Caleb Williams is all that in a bag of chips. And watching what I saw from him this year, I'm more right than wrong on this one. So what does this do to Detroit? And then for those lucky individuals that now have head coaching jobs, do you think they got good places to go to, I guess? Are they a good fit where they went?
You know, let me start with the Jets and Aaron Glenn. You know, I realize that Glenn has history with the Jets. He played there. He had some success there, the whole thing. But this is such an offensive league. Like, if you don't have the quarterback, if you don't have the weapons, and, you know, it's going to be a tough spot for you to be successful. And if you're a defensive minded coach, which Glenn is, he was a defensive coordinator with Detroit, I don't know if that exactly is going to spell or create success for the Jets. And you have the whole thing with the drama queen and A-Rod there to deal with as well. Ownership can be kind of schizophrenic as well. I don't know if this wasn't Aaron Glenn, I don't know who's going to take that job. And I realize there's, what, 32 jobs only in the NFL, but at the same time, I don't know if Glenn's going to see success there. In my head, Andy, we could be talking about Aaron Glenn in 3 or 4 years being the ex-New York Jets coach.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
And then with Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson is a very young, creative, out-of-the-box thinking kind of offensive coordinator. And there are some weapons in Chicago. I think Chicago is a better situation than the Jets. But at the same time, that upper management in Chicago, it's kind of like New York. You don't know what you're going to get on a daily basis from it. A little schizophrenic, like I said, with the Jets as well. So I like Ben Johnson. I like what he brings in terms of offense and creativity. But he has, and I'm with you, he has his work cut out for him with Caleb Williams in terms of turning him into the thing that everybody is just convinced that he's going to be. And there's a lot of work to be done. Caleb has to get better fundamentals. Drop back passes, footwork, arm angles, how you set your feet, all those kind of things. And I think Johnson realizes that. I don't know exactly how much time they're exactly going to give him. I know he has a contract for a certain amount of years, but it wouldn't surprise me in the least that it ends up being the same thing as Aaron Glenn in 3, 4, 5 years that we talk about Johnson being the ex-coach of the Chicago Bears, and then Bear fans are back to square one all over again. Because, Andy, to me, the Bears have seemed like they've been in a rebuild for 20 years, you know? And so I don't know exactly, if Ben doesn't have success fairly quick, within a year or so, that kind of thing, that the organization or at least Bear fans could turn on him.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's one of those situations where sometimes, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. They had a really good thing going in Detroit, and I this is the part of the question you didn't address, which was Detroit. Now I'll address it because I think that Detroit, right, personally, the next year could be a struggle for them. New yep, guys in new places, not the same familiarity, but I know they're promoting from within. But ultimately, man, Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson were part of Jared Goff's success. So we'll see how that all works out. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get into what we think is going to go down later on today. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All righty, welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Book Dorf on Sports, IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, bro. Speaking of real, it's the NFC Conference Championship. It's the AFC Conference Championship. It's Championship Sunday, man. It's pretty cool stuff. Let me paint the picture real quickly for you, Mike Wilson, right? We've got the Washington Commanders, who have been led all season by none other than Jaden Daniels, who you and I happen to know personally. Great kid. Love seeing him have this kind of success. It's awesome. Eagles, led by Jalen Hurts, who has taken his team to the Super Bowl but didn't get it done there, right? Like, so ultimately, they want to get back there. The Bills with Josh Allen. He has been a turnover machine up until this season, and this season with Les, the guy's done a whole heck of a lot more. And then we get to Patrick Mahomes, who's just the GOAT, and well, that's debatable, I guess, with people, but ultimately I think he'll wind up being there. And with the Kansas City Chiefs, all the praise that we give them, it's warranted. They're that good. They're a fantastic football team, looking to go three straight in this era, which is just, it just doesn't happen in sports. It doesn't happen in the NFL. So what are you looking forward to most from all of these games, from both these games and all these teams?
First things first, Andy, like, look, I just want two competitive games. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need these games to be blowouts or anything like that, and I don't think they will be. You know, what I'm looking for, and I'll start with the Washington-Philly game, is how's Jalen Hurts going to perform? Like, what are we going to get out of him today? Because he can be that Jalen, for all the success that he's had, he can still be a little up and down, and you don't know exactly what you're going to get from him. AJ Brown is a little miscontent right now, and I think the communication with him and his quarterback are, shall we say, I think it's a little rocky right now.
Absolutely.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just something there when you're reading a book on the sidelines, you know, during the game, that kind of speaks to maybe that rockiness there. I look at Saquon and, you know, the MVP type season that he's had. I think Saquon's going to show up because Saquon hasn't really, I don't think he's been there ever. I don't think he's been this far in the playoffs ever. And he wants to put on display what he's been doing all season long. So I think you're going to get a great effort out of him. How's Philly's offensive line going to block for Saquon? Because if they can block for Saquon, and we all know this, if Saquon's kind of running around, running wild a little bit, it's going to make things easier for Jalen Hurts to do what he does and hook up with A.J. Brown. And then on the flip side, how's Daniels going to perform that he's one game away from the Super Bowl as a rookie, and what's going through his mind? How is he going to handle this? How's the coaching staff, the new coaching staff in Washington, going to handle this, handle their quarterback, handle their young team? Can they get McLaurin or, you know, the receiver there engaged early, get him some easy catches? Because I think the key with Daniels is just going to be get him some completion and get Daniels saying, okay, I completed some passes here. We've had some running success. Get the offense into a rhythm. And that's going to be that'll be tough against that Philly D, but that's what you need from a young quarterback, is that rhythm feeling. Okay, I've had some success. I haven't really been touched yet. Get the ball out quick, because if Jaden's sitting back there and he's going through all progressions, but he's not getting rid of the ball quick, sacks are going to happen, and then you get behind the sticks, and then it's a whole thing from there. But this first game is just going to be interesting from the quarterback standpoint in terms of how they handle the pressure. Can they get into a rhythm? Can they get other people involved? How does the running game develop? All those kind of things. What say you, Dorf?
Look, a lot of things to unpack from what you just said. First and foremost, let me just say this. I think we're on a similar page with how we feel about the relationship right now with Jalen Hurts. And you said one guy, obviously A.J. Brown, but I think there's another guy who's been extremely quiet, and that's Devontae Smith, who I'm curious to see, you know, how things work out with all of these guys in the off season if today goes bad for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think there's going to be a lot of finger pointing, man. I really do.
Yep.
You know, you're looking at a Washington Commander team that is just coming in extremely hot, and ultimately, we know in sports how things kind of work and how Mama Mo works. Momentum is a big thing. And you know, you talked about Jalen Hurts having his moments where he's up and down. You know, I think the real trick for Washington is make Jalen Hurts beat you, not Saquon Barkley. I think you're going to see some interesting defensive packages from Washington. And, you know, I think what they did against Detroit was impressive. I'm sorry, but I do. You know, we're talking about a Detroit offense that lit up teams all season long. You know, when I say they held them to 31 points, like, they scored 45, so let's put it in perspective, okay? There were a lot of points scored in general. But I think what happened was this. 31 points, 21 of them were in the first half, Mike. So the second half of that game, the Commanders figured things out, and they really, really shut them down. I think it's going to be a really, really fun chess match. You can't stop Jaden Daniels. I'm sorry, man. You said how do you stop this guy? You can't. What I'm seeing from him is like really, really high level stuff, bro. Really, really high level stuff. I would put him right up there right now. And again, I mean, maybe I'm getting caught speeding here, but my eyes are telling me I'm not. I think he is one of the best decision makers in the game, dude. And again, I think, you know, we're talking about potentially two of the best decision makers in the game playing today. One of them being Jaden Daniels, and the other one being, in my humble opinion, Patrick Mahomes. I think, like you're saying, you know, the question marks about Jalen Hurts, and to me, the question marks about Josh Allen in the past. Like, he hasn't been that guy this year yet. Jalen Hurts, the Eagles have found ways to win. They haven't been spectacular, but they have found ways to win, similar to like the Kansas City Chiefs to a certain degree. Both their defenses are really good. But I think Jaden will have success today, man. I really do. He's so elusive. He's playing with so much confidence. You mentioned Terrible Terry, but you didn't mention Brown. Like that guy's been unbelievable. Right. You know, look, we're talking about the combo of receivers that Jalen has, but Jaden's got freaking great receivers too, man. And he's got a great tight end in Zach Ertz. You know, so, and I think Zach Ertz played a little bit in Philadelphia, if I'm not mistaken, too. So, look, I think right. to a certain degree here, man, that they're coming into this game poised and ready and confident and feeling pretty damn good about themselves, and rightfully so. They should. Personally, to me, bro, like when you think about these games, all the pressure is on Philadelphia, and quite frankly,
oh, yeah.
I think all the pressure is on Kansas City, man. I think if Jaden can play loose, I think if Josh can play loose, I think it could wind up being really, really fun days for both of them. I think the Commanders, in my opinion, I think the Commanders have a better shot to come out victorious than the Bills. But there's a reason why they play these games, Mike.
Right.
And we're going to see why later today. But in my humble opinion, I do think the Commanders have a very good shot to come out victorious in that game. I feel the same way about the Bills, but they're playing the Chiefs and they're playing in Arrowhead. So it's like, it's hard for me to bet against Patrick Mahomes, right?
Right, right. Real quick, I know yeah. we're up against it, but, you know, Vegas has the spread for the Eagles game, Eagles Commander game at 6. Is that an accurate spread, do you think, or should it be lower like Kansas City at 2?
I don't know if it should be 2, but I'm just going to say one thing about the Commanders. They lost one game all year by more than one score. That was against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers week 1. What did they do to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when they played them in the postseason? Enough said. Check the phones yeah. if you can. We may have callers, by the way, at 1-800-878-7529. And then we're going to take a break. We'll come back and continue rapping about Championship Sunday. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you
you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
People, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. I know we got people trying to call in, so just check the phones for us because I do know I'm getting text messages and I'm getting things on my X feed. Hey, I'm trying to call you, so 1-800-878-7529. We will take your call. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, bro. We've got NFC Championship. We've got AFC Championship to talk about, obviously. Commanders, Eagles, right. Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts, Bills, Chiefs, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. There's a lot of other players out there too, and I think that that's one of the more interesting things when we talk about football. We always like put it on two quarterbacks. You know, there's a lot of other guys out there, and I want to make this point, and I want to know how concerning it should be, Mike. I believe that Jaden Daniels is going to have to go without his starting right tackle and maybe his center or something along those lines, okay? Two key positions on the offensive line. I want to know how concerned you are about that, first and foremost, and then I want to hear what you say because I think I have an answer to how it won't be so terrible and it may not be such a concern because of the skill set of Jaden Daniels. But what say you?
Can you repeat the question? You kind of faded in and out on me right there, buddy. Real quick.
So Jaden Daniels is going to be going without his right his starting right tackle and his starting center. So two guys, key pieces to that offensive line that have obviously helped to protect Jaden Daniels all season long. How big of a factor do you think that is for Washington, and how big of a factor is it for Philadelphia to exploit that?
I'm going to say it's a big factor for both sides of the question that you asked. First, you know, you lose two starting offensive linemen for Washington that been protecting your prized possession in Jaden Daniels all year pretty well. That's a big deal. And it doesn't matter if it's, you know, the third week of the season or right now. Right now it gets put under a little bit bigger of a microscope because you lose and you're out. I think they're going to have to probably slide protection a little bit, help out the right tackle, help out the center a little bit. I think the tackle could be a little bit bigger of a situation to help out because putting that center there. The center's kind of the catcher. Calls the protections, all those kind of things. So I'm not so worried about the center as I am the right tackle, because they can load up one side of that defensive line in Philly and exploit that pretty well. Philly has some beasts on that defensive line, so I would expect them to try to exploit that. But if Washington can scheme it up and give Daniels some time to throw, and then Daniels is getting the ball out quick, and then if he has to, you and I both know what's Daniels going to do. He's going to go out and run. Like, he has legs on him. He can get out and run and get out of pocket, and then you're off to the races in terms of trying to cover Daniels there. But I think on both sides, they're going to try and protect Daniels as best they can. And on Philly, I'm sure they're going to try and load one side, exploit that to a certain degree, and get some early sacks. Because if you get some early sacks on Daniels, you're going to have some success with the offense, because you're going to get three and outs and all those kind of things.
That's the one thing he hasn't done, though. He hasn't taken sacks. He gets rid of the ball.
Right.
I personally think this is not a concern at all. Potentially, it could actually benefit Jaden Daniels. They don't know much about these guys, first and foremost, because they're not the normal guys, right? But second of all, look, man, they're on the roster, okay? They're capable.
Right.
You and I talk about this all the time. It's professional sports, man. They got an opportunity to get out there and shine. Speaking of getting out there and shining, let's jump out to the phones. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We got our guy. We got our man. We got our freaking we got our stallion of all callers right here. None other than SM. That's Mitch in Santa Monica. Good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing just great. Happy Championship Sunday. It is cloudy. It is thundering. It is lightning. It is raining here in Santa Monica. Can you believe it or not? I mean, boy.
Thank God. Maybe that'll put some of those damn fires out. Thank God, bro.
I'm telling you, yeah, but I'm looking for a fire of a day. A couple of things I wanted to share, and then we can maybe go on, if we have time, to dive in a little bit quicker. I can't believe all the disrespect so many people have in not picking the Eagles. Well, I'm not picking the Eagles as well. It's just that it's once again these things where Philadelphia, it seems this year, is getting just more than ever. And I think that could be fuel for disaster for Washington. Okay, so they lost to Atlanta early, and they lost Tampa Bay, and they lost to the Commanders, week 15 or 16? But, to not give them that type of respect could really light a fire under that team. So I'm really looking to see that. In terms of the KC-Buffalo match, I have something that I saw. If you don't, will you indulge me here for a minute? I want to share a thought. Since 2001, there have been 125 drives in the NFL postseason where it was at least the fourth quarter. There was under a minute to play, and the team on offense trailed by 7 points or fewer at the start. These are your standard clutch moments for a football team. The do-or-die drives that win or lose critical games. Out of those 125 drives, Andy and MJ, only 40% of them saw the team on offense pull off the magic trick to get the points they needed to either tie or send the game into overtime. These quarterbacks include, check out this stat, Tom Brady, who went 5-for-11, 46%. Drew Brees, who went 3-for-6. For 50%. And there is only one quarterback in the history of NFL at the last minute of a playoff game who is 7-for-7 or perfect in those dire situations. And you know who that is, Andy and Mike. It's your good boy, Patrick Mahomes. 7-for-7 in last minute comeback drive. I'm telling you something. There's no stopping this kid, and there's no stopping this team. I'm not a big believer in Josh Daniels. But how can you not be a believer in Patrick Mahomes with a stat like that? I'm looking, hopefully, for a close game and to see for Patrick Mahomes to go 8-8.
Is he Josh Daniels or is he Josh Allen? I'm just curious.
Josh. I am all over the place. I'm telling you.
Hey, I ain't mad at you, man. It's Championship Sunday, bro. We're all excited,
man. No, it's not Josh Allen. It's Derek Carr on steroids, remember?
Hey, listen, let me go back and forth with you guys a little bit about this. First and foremost, I think we just have to put our hands together and clap at the job that Jaden Daniels has done in his rookie year. I hear what you're saying. Potentially this could be troublesome for the Commanders and Jaden, but with that being said, man, I think if it was going to go bad, it probably should have gone bad in Detroit. I think their defense is coming together at the right time. Like, again, I know they gave up 31 points to Detroit, but if I were to tell you that, like, I was expecting them to give up more, and then in the second half of that game, they gave up 10 points. Like, that's huge, bro. That is absolutely huge. And I think with Jalen Hurts' ability to struggle, I think this is a great opportunity for the Commanders to kind of sneak one. Jaden Daniels has proven to us that the moment is not too big. The calm, the poise, the confidence that he has and what it's done to his teammates, like, there's something special about it. And I don't know about you guys, but I love seeing history being made. He could be the first rookie quarterback to start a Super Bowl. Like, why not? Let's see that happen. And then, you know, Mitch, this will make you happy, okay? This part of it will make you extremely happy. Then, let's just say that Washington pulls it off in Philadelphia today at Lincoln Financial. Well, how many questions are they going to have? How many fingers are going to be pointing in Philadelphia? Like, dude, it could get really bad and ugly for Philadelphia if they lose this game. So, like, I'm telling you, man, pressure bust pipes. And you think that it could fuel their fire, whereas I think it could potentially be the straw that stirs the pot for them to wind up being a disastrous day for Philadelphia, because there's so much pressure on them to go out there and win this football game. Look, the Commanders are playing with house money, man. Like, come on, Brent. Let's keep it completely real here. And here's the other thought I had when I was thinking about everything that went on last week, guys, okay? When you think about those teams that were playing and who was on those teams, and I break down the years that all of those guys have had, Jaden Daniels and Josh Allen have probably had the best year out of all four of the quarterbacks that are left. So will that continue? Like, yes, I know that the Chiefs have won games, but they won games a lot because of their defense, not necessarily Patrick Mahomes. Yes, he came up with a pass or two here and there, but giving up 14 points to the Texans, giving up a few less points, like, dude, their defense is just so good, and it's so unbelievable that we don't give them the kind of respect they deserve for their defense. The best years, as far as the quarterbacks go, at least in my opinion, Mike, and you as well, MSIM, I wonder, do you think that has Jaden Daniels and has Josh Allen had better years than Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes? What say you, Mike? What do you think?
We're talking rookie years, right? That's what you're getting at.
No. I'm talking this year, not rookie year.
Okay.
This year, who has had the best year out of the four guys left? It's Jaden Daniels and Josh Allen. Am I correct or incorrect?
Oh, you are absolutely 1,000% correct with that. And anybody who does not look at numbers and just want to say it's Mahomes or Hurts and it's not Jaden or Allen is just kidding themselves. I mean, I would be shocked if I found anybody like that, but that's what I'm saying is, you know, look, my heart is telling me, you know, I want to see the Bills. I want to see the Commanders. I'm like you, Andy. I want to see something new. I want to see something fresh. But at the same time, these are going to be two very competitive games, brother.
Yeah, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up. We'll bring MISM back for a parting shot. I know he got dropped, but dude loves us so much he called back. So let's take a break, and then the three of us will do what we call parting shots here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. We also have MISM in Santa Monica on the line with us. We do what we call parting shots at this time. But before we do that, real quick, you can get at Mike and I on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports Facebook, Dorf on Sports IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. We haven't done this, guy, so I want game picks real quickly, and then we'll do parting shots. MISM, who you got for both games?
I'm going to have the Commanders and Chiefs.
Okay, Mike, who you got?
I'm going Commanders and Bills.
All right, I'm going to go Commanders and Chiefs myself, but I really want the Bills.
Oh, wait a minute. LASM's here. She wants her. Bills. I'm
all right,
going
real
for the
quick,
Bills.
LASM, who you got?
I'm going for the Bills.
And then who, what about the other one?
Not the Eagles. Bills? Bills and Commanders from LASM. There you go.
All right, parting shot time. You guys are up, MISM and LISM. Let's hear what you got.
I'll take this one. 5 years ago today, the world, the sports world, the entertainment world, the entire world, and I also, who personally worked with this person on 10 different times, lost Kobe Bryant in a tragic helicopter crash. And I can't go Championship Sunday without recognizing the greatness of who Kobe Bryant was and the legacy he left behind.
Mike, I don't know if there's anything else you and I need to say. It's perfectly said, so I'm just going to wrap it up.
Real quick, shout out, birthday shout out for my daughter.
Quick.
Shout out to my daughter Taylor, turning 25.
All right, brother. Happy birthday for everybody. It's the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week. Have a great Sunday, everybody.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.